Those who say they live in God should live their lives as Christ did. Is this the way we're supposed to live, ladies and gentlemen? We're supposed to be exactly like Jesus, aren't we? We're supposed to know His Word. We're supposed to be telling people about this King. We're supposed to be praying over them and seeing our King do great and mighty things. If He's not doing this for you, there's something wrong in your life. You need to repent and you need to start believing Him. Because I'm telling you, He'll do great and mighty things. I know. I lived the first 40 years of my life and never saw Him do nothing. Nothing. And then I realized that I wasn't doing what He said in the book. When I started doing what He said in the book, ooh, wow. Did it change things. Oh, now I get to see Him do all kinds of things. And I love it.
Amen.
You do too, don't you, Ernest? Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, now let's go to verse 7 in the same book, John, 1 John 2. Let's go with verse 7 and we'll go through this chapter and let's see what he says about love. Now, we saw how we can tell if you're a child of God or not. In verse 7, he says, "Dear friends, I'm not writing a new commandment, for it is an old one you have always had." Right from the beginning, this commandment to love one another is the same message you heard before. Now, how long has God been telling us to love one another? I mean, forever. He ain't never changed, has he? I mean, he started out in the Garden of Eden telling them to love one another. He says there, "Yet it is also new." Now, isn't that something? "This commandment is true in Christ and is true among you because the darkness is disappearing and the true light is already shining." Now, that true light really shines through you when Christ lives in you and you're walking in obedience to His Word. I mean, the love of God will come out of you and you can see Jesus in people. When you see people that are just on fire, smiling, happy about everything. You have no idea how many people. I've been walking through airports and some guy stopped me and say, "Hey, brother, I want to ask you something." I said, "What, sir? I'm going to catch an airplane." He said, "Why are you so happy?"
Because I got Jesus.
Amen. That's my answer every time. Because I know Jesus. Do you know Him? And sometimes they say, "Yes, but obviously not like you do." I said, "Well, then get a hold of it." You know, I said, "He's awesome." You know, so everybody needs to get a hold of it. And if they don't know Him, I say, "Okay, well, let me stop and tell you about my King." But you know, we should be stopped on a regular basis. Why are you happy? We should never have a long face. You know, I can't imagine a Christian with eternal life looking like an old cow eating pickle pears. You know, oh, that old sad, long face. I can't even do that. That should never be a Christian. Is that true? Or maybe eating a lemon or something. You know how you pucker up when you bite on a lemon, you know? I mean, you know, if you're a born-again Christian, even when you eat a lemon, you ought to smile. That should be the way we are. But the Lord says there, yet it is also new. This commandment is true in Christ and is true among you because the darkness is disappearing and the true light is already shining. Well, when you get saved, the darkness should go totally away. But most of us, it does not because we don't know all the Word. And so we have to study. And as we study, then the darkness totally disappears. Verse 8, 9, and 10. Yet it is also new. This commandment is true in Christ and is true among you because the darkness is disappearing and the true light is already shining. If anyone says, "I am living in the light," but hates a Christian brother or sister, that person is still living in darkness. You can't hate somebody and be a real born-again, Spirit-filled Christian. I don't care what they done to you. I don't care what they said to you. And, of course, I'll tell you something else that makes it a little easier to love. When you find out that you get a grudge against somebody and God Himself is going to send a tormenting spirit to torment you the rest of your life, that makes it a whole lot easier to forgive. You know that? You know, because when God sends a tormenting spirit to torment you, I don't want that, do you? I don't like it when one of their two or three or four of them little devils is following along behind me all day, kicking me in the shins and biting me and all this kind of stuff, tripping me and making me fall down. I don't like living like that. Do you? But if you're living like that, you're hating your brother and you're living in unforgiveness, God Himself will send these tormenting spirits along to torment you.
Amen.
He says so in His Word. And I just don't think I would enjoy at all God sicking four or five of these little bruisers on me every day. Do you, brother? No, I don't want these guys. Okay, verse 10 and 11. Anyone who loves other Christians is living in the light and does not cause anyone to stumble. Anyone who loves other Christians, if you love all the Christians, you're living in the light. Now, is that where we're supposed to be living?
Amen.
Absolutely. And we do not cause anyone to stumble. Anyone who hates a Christian brother or sister is living and walking in darkness. Such a person is lost. Wow. Ooh. Is lost, having been blinded by the darkness. Now, isn't that amazing? Do you ever hear a Christian say, well, it don't do no good for me to read the Bible. I can't understand it anyway. Where are they living? In the light or the darkness? They're living in the darkness. They need to repent of their sins and confess Jesus as Lord and Savior and then start walking in love so He'll reveal the Scriptures to them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But if you're walking in darkness, He ain't going to open the Word to you. You know, He's just not going to give you all this wonderful glory and power to use in His name when you're a heathen walking in darkness. That doesn't glorify Him. He wants people, when they look at you, to say, you know, what is it? Why are you smiling so? Because I love Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, now that's the kind of man God will release His power on right there. He wants a man or a woman that'll love Him and serve Him. Okay, verse 12 and 13. I am writing to you, my dear children, because your sins have been forgiven because of Jesus. Now, you talk about grace. Now, there's some of us lived in a whole lot worse sins than others. Because by the time I was 11 when I got saved, I hadn't really been a real heathen. You know, I didn't go out and do all the stupid things that some people do. But I know men that didn't get saved till they were 40. And by the time they were 0 to 40... they done everything known to man. And some of you may be in this room today, and you may think, ooh, God, I did everything. I lied, I stole, I cheated, I committed adultery. I mean, I fornicated. I did everything in the world you could do. And one day somebody told you about Jesus, and because of that wonderful grace, He forgave you and washed away your sins, just like He did mine when I was 11. I hadn't been that bad a heathen, but as far as God's concerned, my sin was just as bad as yours. And He forgave all of mine just like He forgave all of yours. Now, that's grace, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
That's really grace. Yes, sir. But He forgave all of our sins. Because He says there, I'm writing to you, my dear children, because your sins have been forgiven because of Jesus. I'm writing to you who are mature because you know Christ, the one who is from the beginning. I'm writing to you who are young because you have won your battle with Satan. I mean, when you're young, there's a battle raging out there that's going to get you. I mean, just like I said the other day, Dave and I went down to College Station the other day to get some stuff, some equipment. And the young man that was at the airport when we landed there, he came out to meet us, see if we needed anything. And I asked him, son, are you a Christian? I said, well, you're not. And, you know, so as we talked a little bit, Dave asked him, he said, after we listened, Dave listened to what he said to him, he said, you were probably raised in a good Christian home, wasn't you? He said, well, yeah, I was. They said, what happened? Did you go to college? He said, yeah. And he said, in college, they taught me some stuff. And Dave said, well, they taught you the wrong stuff.
Amen.
You know. Now, the boy really never had a hold on who his Savior was, did he? He never spent enough time in the Word to learn who God really was. And he'd certainly never seen God do miracles or healings. And if he'd been in a good church that was teaching the Word of God, he would have seen the King through the pastor or some of the men and women in that church. He'd have seen God show up and do things, and that boy would have had fear. He said, hey, this God is real. I mean, they brought Sister So-and-so down there, and she had a lump in her stomach, and that pastor prayed over her, and that thing went right away. Whoa, that's awesome. God, but God don't do those kind of things anymore, does He? Oh, He does. Ooh, isn't it wonderful to know we got a God that does those kind of things? when he does those kind of things for you, he becomes a whole lot more real to you, doesn't he? I mean, it's amazing how many people in life have never seen God do anything. I mean, just like whenever when Caitlin was laying down in the hospital, you know, when they told me, it's over. It's absolutely over. You know, she cannot possibly live. Her brain stem is severed. Her eyes are jerked out of her brain. Skull's crushed in five places. Lungs are crushed, knee crushed, left leg broken in two places. And with the brain stem severed and eyes jerked out of the brain, they said it's over. I mean, only a fool would say, you know, but I know Jesus. And Jesus does miracles for me.
Aren't you glad you're a fool?
Aren't we glad for Jesus? Oh, am I glad I'm a fool for Jesus. Oh, I'm so glad that I knew the Word and stood on the Word and I watched Jesus do some of the most awesome miracles in that hospital. I mean, he cleaned out ICU for me. He didn't just heal Caitlin. He healed 9 total babies while I was down there. Isn't that awesome? I mean, everybody in that hospital knew Jesus and Thurman Scrivener before it was over. Do anybody down here know Thurman Scrivener? Oh, he's that crazy guy prays for everybody to get healed. He's up there in ICU. He's in that room. Oh, you praise God. And God's angels were showing up telling me they love me. Said the Lord said to tell you he loves you. I must have been pleasing the king, right? Ooh, Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for the privilege to know my God. But this is the God I'm talking about today. The same one. I am writing to you who are mature. Because you know Christ, if you're mature. Do you know the King?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and if you're mature and you know Him, there ain't no devil of hell can pull you out to the side and get you off out away from God no more. I mean, you tell me you know Jesus and you're walking around here hating people and doing things. You don't have a clue who He is. You're not mature. You're still a little wimp in Jesus' name. You know, you need to come to know the King. He's real. But I am writing to you who are mature. We need a lot of mature people. I got tickled the other day when James Dietzman, James was a young man. He's the same age I am. But years ago, down here in the Baptist church, he's a cowboy, and he was always messing with cows, and he was roping some cows, and he fell off of a horse and broke his left hand. And Friday, he went to the doctor. They x-rayed, hands broke. And they wanted to do something. He said, nope, ain't nobody going to touch my hand.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching, and if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.